chewing butter in, they used to have that too.
Yeah. And the top of those were something to just put the top of a jug there. Use what kind of thing in the top of it?
Just a cork.
Okay.
But, oh, that kind of it. I'll say this, that in the last 40 to 50 years, there's been more advancement among the human race and in their actions and the way they do things and accomplish things than it was in all the rest of the world put together up to 50 years ago. Yes, everything's changed. In other words, you've lived your life, you say you're 22, well, you've seen a good many changes in your life. But and I'm 65 and I've seen a hell of a lot of changes. I mean, things are just different.
Yeah.
20, 25, 30 years ago, how many people thought you could send somebody to the moon? None. Nope. And now you got things like that and all this satellite, yeah. Even on the way to Mars with one. And shucks. Jupiter, all that. If it's any way possible to get up there and run it, we're going to do it. We've run this nation. We're going to run that country, too.
Did they ever use anything else to pull a wagon besides mules?
Oh, yeah, they used oxen. I remember when they had a few head of oxen around this country. I've seen somebody go by with a 6-8 ox hooked to a wagon.
Yeah.
But we, as far as I know, in my lifetime, we didn't have any oxen, but I have seen people with oxen, and they used to load with oxen all the time.
Yeah. A wagon had a kind of a piece of wood running down the
middle,
didn't it?
Yeah, a tongue that guided by. Tongue, and then it would be an ox on the inside, or a mule, and a mule in, and another one out here, and another one out there. I used to love to drive six, eight mules hooked to a wagon. You ride one mule and drive the others all out in front of you, you know, two abreast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you call a mule that walked was on the back?
The wheel mule. The wheel mules were the mules on the side, and the lead mules were the two out in front, the others just in the string. I've driven a mini wagon with eight mules hooked to it.
Yeah. Now, you had on a buggy, you had the kind of a...
Usually had just a shaft and one horse on a buggy, sometimes two.
Well, the traces came back and hitched to a...
single tree.
And then on the wagon didn't you have two?
You had double tree, one for each. You had a double tree here, like this, and then a single tree hooked out like that, across there on the double tree.
What were the wheels like on the wagon? Did you ever have the hub, right?
You got the hub, and then the wood spokes, and then the wagon with a rim around it, and you had to keep them green, with old black axles green. And when the hub and the spokes and the wood part of the rim would wear out, you'd have to get new what they call fillers. And that would be a new set of spokes and a new set of the outside rim, and your blacksmith put those in. They call them fillers, yeah.
Is that the wood part around?
That's all the wood part in there that go around in there to make the spokes and so forth. We had 10 or 15 wagons, about 15 wagons here on the place. And there ain't none here now.
What was the kind you used? Did you get them from different places, or were there any different?
The best wagon we ever used was what they call a fawn hill. And that was really the best wagon. And you had all different mates, you know.
Yeah, Chattanooga?
Yeah. But I always liked that fawn hill wagon the best when I was using it.
Yeah.
And we used to use, well, hell, we didn't know what a truck was until I was.
What'd you carry heavy things around?
Huh?
Wheel around?
What'd you do what?
What'd you carry heavy things around?
In the wagon. We'd haul all the cotton in the wagon. We'd put about, each wagon, we had some beds made on the wagon that would haul from 1 to 2 bales of loose cotton to the gin, and then after it ginned up, to haul it out there.